Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Diane. She says, my husband and I are flying from Philadelphia to Texas, and my kids have never flown before. Any advice for air travel with little kids? Yes, Diane. The two keys to flying with little kids are preparation and options. The first thing for preparation, whenever I fly, I like to go to seatguru.com, S-E-A-T-G-U-R-U. You can usually find out way more information about what your plane is going to look like than even the airline sites and apps give you. You can find out, like, is your seat a weird one, in which case you should maybe change it because there's user reviews. You can also find out whether you're going to have power at your seats, whether you're going to have seat back entertainment. Very important things to know with kids, right? Now, if your kids are two or younger, they're not going to be that interested in the seat back entertainment, but it's still good to know that it's a possibility. You can't depend on the seat back entertainment, if you feel me, even if Seat Guru says you're good, because how many times have you gotten on a plane and they say, like, oh, sorry, there's a problem and it's not working? I mean, more than once, right? So you always have a backup. Always have something that your kid is willing to watch, and hopefully many episodes of it downloaded onto your phone already from Netflix or Amazon Prime, Apple TV, whatever app you use. And P.S., do that the night before, not when it's time to leave for the airport. If your kid is not wearing headphones a lot at home or earbuds, that's something you want to practice at home. Practice wearing the headphones so you're not that person annoying the whole plane when, you know, your kid is watching something blasting on speakerphone. There's also a great list of apps. I'm putting in the link in the show notes for this episode from Common Sense Media. Best kids apps to download before a flight. Options. You know, the apps are nothing, right? Get six of them and let your kid play. Ziploc bags are totally your friend for unexpected problems in the air. Bring a change of clothes for your kid. Bring a change of clothes for you. Learn from my mistake. Stick those in the carry-on. Put each one in a Ziploc bag. If you need to use the outfits, you can pull them right out, and you'll probably need the bag too, and there it'll be. I'd bring Clorox wipes for the trays in the seat, because why not? Throw some of those in a different Ziploc. Bring two more diapers than you think you'll need. Bring twice as many snacks than you think you'll need. So if you sit on the tarmac for a while, you're not going to have to panic. When you get on the plane with little kids, they still let the kids board first. Maybe not as early as they used to, but they still say if you need extra time, you can get on. And, you know, you do need extra time, especially if you're traveling alone with the kids. But it depends on the kids, because sometimes letting them toddle around the terminal and bang on the window and look at the planes and, you know, look at the people is better. If you need the overhead space, get on first. If you've got two car seats and two kids and you're by yourself, get on first. If you have a kid who will really love a little extra attention from the flight attendants, who might want to go up front and see the cockpit, then yes, definitely get on first. But if you have like a 1.5-year-old that just wants to run, then maybe consider getting on last and max out that freedom time. Plan ahead for the takeoff and landing. I used to bring lollipops on planes because my kids were little. They couldn't choke on them because I could keep an eye on them. And they were too little to bite them, really. And they loved lollipops. They were very interesting and they were a novelty. And that was enough to distract them from that little bit of ear pain that they might be having during takeoff and landing. P.S. It's an incompatible behavior. You can't lick a lollipop and cry at the same time. See? So that worked pretty well for me. Bring stuff to do. Bring new stuff to do. Novelty is your friend. I don't mean 15 things. I mean one new book. I mean one gift bag from a birthday party they went to 3 weeks ago that you shoved in a pocket and hid it. It doesn't have to be expensive. Maybe a new pack of Hot Wheels, a pack of Wiki Sticks. Those are incredible. I'll link to those in the show notes. Those can keep little hands very busy. And here's another reason why that's important right now is the masks. Kids who are over 2 are expected to wear masks on airplanes. And because they can't be vaccinated yet, you want them to be wearing the masks on airplanes. Most kids are fully compliant. The kids who have a problem with it are the kids who have not really had that experience, that expectation, because they've been little and they've maybe been just at home. So start practicing at home if you haven't, with the headphones and the mask. Pediatrician Jennifer Hsu suggests bringing activities that keep the little hands busy, like the Wiki Sticks, so that they can't pull at the mask, or say maybe stickers. If your kids are too young to be vaccinated, by the way, another thing you might want to think about is staggering their snack time and eating time so that they're not eating and drinking at the same time everybody around you has their masks off and eating and drinking, to the extent that that's possible. I hope all these ideas help, Diane. It's more intense than usual even to be flying with little kids, but you got this. Send us your parenting question and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.